CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome back. Well, expectations were sky high for Inter Miami heading into this season, and so far, so good. Sitting on top of the Eastern Conference standings and the Supporters Shield standings are tied on points with the Galaxy and Red Bulls. And right now, we are absolutely delighted to welcome in one of the newer members of this Inter Miami squad, Julian Gressel. Welcome to Morning Footy. It's great to see you.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so let's chat about this match on the weekend that we just saw. You guys get the 3-2 win over Sporting Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. Over 72,000 people there. What was that atmosphere like?
Oh, it was electric. It was awesome. One of the better ones I've played in for sure, and I've played in Atlanta, so that I feel like that says quite a bit things. It was awesome. It was awesome to see the support, a lot of supporters for Kansas City, as well, which is cool. And, definitely an electric crowd, and, good to see that MLS is reaching all those people, to come out and, support their team, their hometown team, but also obviously, a good amount of Messi fans and a good amount of Inter Miami fans too.
Speaking about that, Julian, I want to ask you a question you've probably thought about, you've probably had to come to grips with, which is, what's the wildest request you've gotten now that you've joined a team with the likes of Lionel Messi, Sergio Busquets, Luis Suarez, Jordi Alba? What's the wildest request a friend of you has asked of you?
Basically, I get the ask of them coming to training and trying to meet everybody, pretty regularly. Whoever's in town, they always want to come and hang out and obviously get autographs and all these types of things all the time, which is difficult to do. Certainly coming to training and meeting people is probably the wildest one, because, it's not just a meet and greet here. It's actually, we actually get to work. We actually got to get better and try and train and gel as a team and get ready for the games and stuff. So it's not just like a big meet and greet and a big party for all these people. And those are difficult asks for sure.
Julian, so it's not just these guys, the Latinos of the group. You also had a bunch of Latinos at Atlanta United. I mean, you won a championship with them. What is it that a German-American, what does this German-American have that fits and gels so well with Latinos?
Well, I see your mate there in front of you, so... I'm just an open guy, I think, I want to say, where... I'm welcoming of all cultures. I'm, a guy that can relate in many ways and tries to, just be open and honest about things of how I do my work. I try and be myself, and that has kind of resonated well so far. It's been a good, obviously in the past in Atlanta, when I first came to the league, and I've kind of gotten to know how this league works a little bit with, different guys from many different cultures. And now here, obviously, we have a lot of South Americans, a lot of Argentinians that I've, starting with the coaching staff that I've gotten to know throughout the years in this league. And that's, part of how diverse this country is and how much I love it here. So, that is also reflected here in the locker rooms. And I'm just trying to be, like I said, Julian Gressel, and that is just an open, honest, and friendly guy that everybody can kind of come to and relate to.
Julian, how much mate do they have you drinking?
Well, they don't pour it down my throat, let's say it that way. But sometimes I share one here or there. Not every day, but I drink some at home at times with my family, actually. I also share some with some guys here. So definitely not as much as all the other Argentinians do, but certainly nothing either.
Nico, from a live event I've done with Julian Gressel and the many times he's been on Cooligans, you also need to know, he's invited to the quince. He's a Latino, whether he likes it or not.
So Julian Gressel.
That's exactly right.
Julian Gressel.
Julian Gressel over here.
Julian Gressel. Okay, perfect.
Julian, great to see you. Great to have you on the show. Tata Martino, you are no stranger to him. A lot of success in your first stint with the Atlanta United, and you're reunited again with Inter Miami. What's it been like to be reconnected and reunited with your former manager and current boss?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been an easy transition for me into a new club, obviously, with that, where I know kind of how they work, how the coaching staff works, since it's the same staff here that it was in Atlanta. I think one or two guys are different, but obviously very familiar with how he wants to play and what he demands from guys. And I also, you know, I feel like I have a pretty good sense of what he's asking for from younger players, and I can relate that message maybe easier than he can at times. And I'm kind of trying to be a little bit more of a voice for that as well. And my days in Atlanta, I was new, right? I was young. I was a new player in the league, and I just come out from the draft. So now my role is a little bit different, where I'm more of a guy that, you know, those kids that are coming out of college or out of the academy, they can look up to, and they can kind of really ask me more, and I can provide more insights into kind of what Tata wants and how he wants us to play and all these types of things. And so it's really been an easy transition for me. I'm very familiar with kind of how they work and everything. So it's been a good start, and obviously you can tell that he trusts me as well on the field, which is nice to kind of have that feeling for me as well.
Julian, obviously when you played at Atlanta United under Tata Martino, you were very versatile, and now you're being asked to do the same thing. But what my question is for Tata, have you noticed any differences? How is he different than how he managed back at Atlanta?
Yeah, he's definitely different a little bit, where in Atlanta, he didn't know anything about MLS. He didn't know anything about the American culture and kind of how the league works and, you know, the different strains there are throughout the year, where now he understands that. And he's obviously learned from those days back then, and he's been in the league a lot now. So he really gets the travel, the different time zones, the different climates, all these types of things that make this league so unique, the playoff format, right, which is also different. So he understands all of those, and he certainly, you know, has adjusted a little bit in that sense by, you know, giving an extra day off maybe at times, where in Atlanta it was always a little bit more of a fight to get those. But now, you know, the coaching staff is very aware of those. Obviously, we have a very unique situation with the type of players that we have on our team. So he's obviously very experienced and has worked with them before. So he has a very good relationship with those guys. And he understands what the group needs most of the time really well. And that's something that is, yeah, has definitely changed, I think, from the days back in Atlanta.
Julian, I'm from Chicago, so I'm gonna make a Chicago reference here. Michael Jordan, who I consider to be the GOAT, one of the most special things about his game was that he made everybody around him that was playing better. You are now playing with the GOAT in Lionel Messi. So how has your game improved since playing alongside arguably the best to ever do it?
Yeah, it improves in a lot of ways. I mean, Leo, I think, makes everybody look better, like you said, as well on the field. And Leo does so many things for us that, yeah, just obviously stand out for his individual quality. But also you can get the feeling of kind of when he's on the field, there's a different energy about us, and there's a different feeling to the group in a sense where I think the game against Colorado, he came in at halftime and all of a sudden, you know, the energy shifted, and not only in the stadium with the fans obviously cheering more, but also within the group where when he gets the ball, you know, everybody around us is activated. And I think even coaches say that all the time, where it makes everybody a little bit, you know, play at a little bit higher level, including myself, you know, where I try and I think my game is more evolved so that tactically I'm really trying to kind of obviously free up space for him more so that we are able to kind of play through him in a sense. But also it has given me the opportunity to have a little bit more space at times as well and be able to, you know, find passes like that in that one game against Montreal, for example, against to Luis Suarez, and where then we can connect. And obviously it's also a little bit more work defensively if I play on the right side with him there. And that part of the game, I think I obviously could improve a lot more coming into this year. And I think I've done a pretty good job of trying to be really mindful of the tactical setups that we have and the tactical kind of demands that are being put on myself. And again, Leo is a great teammate. He's a great player. He, you know, every day in training, he wows me still. And it's incredible to just see and be so close to daily. Yeah.
Hey, in a couple of combinations with Luis Suarez, you're looking like prime Iniesta out there, by the way, Julian. It's pretty impressive. And in that vein, how is it like the demand that Messi brings to the table? Because we've seen stars come to MLS and sometimes almost get frustrated with their teammates because for all their European career, they've expected a certain standard. It's not like overnight. A lot of you guys can, you know, just have the quality of Iniesta and Xavi forever, right? There's got to be a certain give both ways. How has that been? Messi doesn't look like the type, but how has that been just kind of living with that demand from such a world-class player like Messi?
Yeah, it's definitely there. Where you don't want to let him down. You don't want to be the guy where, you know, the play breaks down, or you don't want to be the guy that doesn't, you know, kind of be able to give him the ball, for example, in the right spots or anything like that. Where it was a lot of learning in the beginning, and a lot of, you know, tough moments for me personally on the field as well in the beginning, where you kind of just get thrown into the mix without really knowing what it's going to be like. Obviously, we had a preseason tour where we had real games right away, and we couldn't really train too much beforehand, so it was really about, you know, adjusting on the fly and everything. And as we play more and more together, it gets easier and easier. But you certainly feel that type of pressure as well. But it, like I said, it's never really a bad way, or he never makes you feel bad in a sense where he's super, super demanding and then really, really on you if you mess up. Like, he understands that part, I think, pretty well, and has been, like I said, a really, really good teammate. He's helped the young guys quite a bit. He's helped me quite a bit. And always when he talks, it's very, very precise and very, very helpful. So it's not overly, he doesn't overload you with information. He doesn't talk to you too much about things, but when he does, and it's usually happens 2 or 3 times a week, before games or even in games, then it's very, very precise and it's always very helpful. So, you know, only positive experiences so far for me. Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment to obviously play with a player like that, or players around you like that, and makes it at times quite easy when he scores goals, especially like last weekend. Then it's certainly nice to have him on the team.
Yeah, you got a front row seat to the best show in
on
the country
turf
right now. It's crazy.
Hey, you're
crazy.
Living the dream of so many kids, right, and people around the world.
No,
unbelievable.
It couldn't happen to a better guy. Julian, it's always great to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.